Well, now we go to an interview that Courtney Kirkby, our news coordinator, conducted last night with Jessica Valme, who goes by the artist name Sika, that is S-I-K-A. She just released the album Color Your Walls. To find more music by Sika, go to colorsandsound.com. You can also find other music at myspace.com/SikaMuzik, S-I-C-A-M-U-Z-I-C, that's... the album is available at Archambault in downtown Montreal. Before we hear that interview, we will hear the song You Are Followed with a description by the artist.
Hair of darkness, eyes of light, touch of weakness, nothing seems right. Nothing seems right. So I fear, heart of gold, and so near, yet inside is cold. Here I stand, can you not see?
Number three is called You Are, which is a title that I changed. Before it used to be called Beautiful Freak, and most of these words are coming from a poem that one of my high school friends had written with the idea of me in her head, and she gave it to me, and I was really, really surprised. And when I read it, I instantly heard sound, and I saw colors through her words. and images, and I decided to, it's only when I came in Montreal that I just went back to these poems that I had kept with me, and I decided to turn it into a song, and with her permission, I adapted it, the words into lyrics, and with time and, you know, relationships, people that I'm meeting, and life experience, I kept on changing the words, especially the very last part of the song where it says, "You are beautiful, I see and I like who you are, you come with the imperfections, this is the story of you are." Yeah, and it's only in English. Well, my name is Jessica Valmé, and I'm a singer-songwriter. I was born in Haiti, and I came to Montreal in 2001 to study. And ever since I came to Montreal, I've been doing music and being involved in the music, I guess, scene. And I just released an album called Color Your Walls. I'm using three languages, English, French, and Creole.
Explain your process as a musician.
Music. There's a quote that I have inside the album.
Music is to be felt. The feeling within goes beyond the sound. Let it move you.
Well, that's how I feel about music. That's my opinion about music. To me, there's an entire coherence that has to exist within all the different sounds that you hear. If it comes from the voice, if it comes from the lyrics, if it comes from just the way you're pronouncing words, the way you're saying them, and whatever chords, musical instrument that is backing it, it has to be a whole, one piece, communicating something that needs to pierce whoever's listening to it. The mathematics and music that I just don't know, period. But I mean, if it doesn't feel good, if it doesn't feel right, well, you have to communicate that, and that's just fine. I just do it. I don't necessarily think too much. I started playing guitar on my own just by listening to music, and I decided to get myself a guitar and take some guitar lessons. That was in Haiti, and they lasted 3 months. And I started learning the basic minor and major chords. And then I stopped, and I just continued on my own. And I just focused on strummings, because that's what I like doing, rhythms. I bought myself a book, and right now I'm just about to go ahead and take some musical classes. Like, I can't stay like that for the rest of my life. I'm going to need the education.
And who influences you?
From talking about the strumming, there was a lot of Sugar Ray. I remember the Sugar Ray at the time. There was Sarah McLachlan as well. Even Ace of Base had some songs with strummings. There's a song called Lucky Love from Ace of Base. There was a lot of Goo Goo Dolls, Alanis Morissette, speaking of guitars.
Does your music play a role in your relationship to Haiti?
Well, when I first started making research about what is the formula that I want to apply, what are the elements that I want to be using to create this new sound, I was thinking about people that are like me, people who grew up in Haiti and who came to live here, or people who were born with Haitian parents here, and they're either losing their Creole or they're craving for it because they don't know enough of it. So I think there is obviously the fact that I sing in Creole. I don't neglect it. I use it. And there is also the fact that I'm trying to bring the Creole and put it in a different musical context that people usually hear it in. Like folk music, you know, like urban, almost ambient sounds with Creole, people are not used to that. So I'm guessing Creole people speaking, they're not used to that. So when they hear this into a context that they're more familiar with, they maybe identify themselves to that better. And also the rhythms, I think I'm pretty active on the rhythmic with the strumming, the acoustic strumming. I didn't get that from, you know, it didn't just happen to me because of traditional music back in Haiti. Unconsciously, just like stained on me. I'll be opening for a group that plays Haitian traditional music called Compas. This is dancing music. The show is happening at Théâtre Plaza, which is on Saint-Hubert Street. And I'm going to open the show, and I start at 10:30 p.m. And I'll be playing for about half hour, 45 minutes. Then the album will be on sale there. And also, they will finish the night. I think it's going to be until like 3 a.m. And if you like Compas, this is the place you should come.